Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Are they bad meaning bad or bad meaning good? Good, good, good.
Welcome to another episode of Bad Barista. I am your host, Casa Compagna.
I'm his co-host, Teresa Soy Matcha.
And on today's episode, we are going to be focusing on Starbucks Apple Crisp Oat Milk Macchiato.
This is our last Starbucks review for
the season. For the fall. Because I'm sure winter, and I already saw someone leaking out about the winter.
Already?
But I think it's the same stuff. Gingerbread. Did they have gingerbread last time? They had gingerbread, the sugar cookie.
Yes. I remember
I didn't see
one.
Anything different. So maybe gingerbread is their new thing.
I feel like last year we didn't. Did we try any of their drinks?
Probably not. I don't remember because we're looking for eggnog, but I remember the holiday spice from Pete's. But, all right, we're off on a tangent.
Okay,
yes. We started off with really great, and we went straight to a tangent. All right, so Apple Crisp Oat Milk Macchiato. This is the second drink of the Apple
Crisp
series, I guess. Yeah. The other one was the Apple Shaken
Espresso.
Espresso or Ciroc. What do they got? Ciroco or something like that. They have a special name for it.
They don't call it that anymore.
They don't?
Yeah.
Okay, so we reviewed that. So let's review this drink. And to be honest, I don't think we can. It was good we went off on changing because I don't think this is going to be long because
it's not going to. So. Yeah.
So once again, you can tell them what's in it. But so, we ordered two of these and one.
We ordered this hot.
Hot, yes. But we ordered one with oat milk.
And one with whole milk.
Yeah. But it comes with oat milk, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's give a description of what it is.
All right. So this is layered flavors of apple, cinnamon, oats, and brown sugar harmonized with Starbucks blonde espresso roast, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple drizzle to create a delicious apple crisp. You can sip a nostalgic autumn pick-me-up.
All right. So I can't remember if we said before they had apple. I really feel like they changed the formula to it. I feel like before they used to put the apple cider or the apple juice in it.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like now it's just a syrup.
Yeah, this year is not an apple juice anymore because people were like, that was
so it's
cheapo.
Called 3 pumps of apple brown sugar.
Okay, so before the complaint was they were just using the apple juice that they used for the apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't taste very well, but I feel like they missed the mark with this apple brown sugar syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience from having the cinnamon brown sugar syrup, I think that's Torani, and they also had that in one of their other drinks for the espresso. It's not the best syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So, on that point, though, maybe this drink itself was great. So, what do you think about the drink, Teresa?
The whole milk or the oat milk?
Start with the one you like the least.
The one I like the least? It would probably have to be the whole milk. It's wasn't very memorable to me. I'm trying to remember what it tasted like.
Well, let's go by it. Did it taste like apple?
Like a very tiny hint.
Was it really foam?
I tasted more of cinnamon than anything else.
Well, that seems to be the notorious thing for pizza and Starbucks is cinnamon.
I don't know. Maybe cinnamon is just a very strong taste.
I mean, it is, but I mean, that's to be something that people would think about when they're developing these flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, it's a macchiato, so it should have a lot of foam. Did it have a lot of foam? Or
it had a lot of foam.
Okay,
at the top,
so
yeah.
So they accomplished that. What about the oat milk version?
The oat milk really enhanced the apple flavor. So I could really taste the apple when you drank the
oat milk. So let's make this clear.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to taste the apple flavor in the whole milk at all?
No, I didn't taste it.
But you were able to taste it in the oat milk version.
That's correct.
Okay, I will concur on that. I'm going to say the same thing because mm-hmm. I was able to taste the flavor of the apple in the oat milk, but I wasn't able to taste it in the whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is the same problem we seem to have with the shaken espresso version.
Yes. But at the same time, as a macchiato, it wasn't very pleasurable coffee to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should still be a great, wonderful, you know, macchiato without the apple flavor, but... Mm-hmm. The cinnamon that you talked about tasting, I didn't taste that in the whole milk. The whole milk, I really can't tell you what that flavor was.
I feel like the whole milk, I tasted the caramel more than anything. Like apple was the last thought.
But you do realize that you taste caramel.
The drizzle?
In almost everything.
I do. Why is it?
Yeah. I don't think I even tasted that. But other than that, it's one of those things where I'm not sure if it's the barista who made it, mm-hmm. if we're still calling Starbucks.
Well, I mean, okay, we also have to point out that we did go on Thursday when they were swamped with the buy one, get one free drink. So I don't know if it was made accordingly, if it was rushed while they were making it, or maybe that's just how the drink tastes.
But then there lies the problem. Mm-hmm. Because of this experience I've had, doesn't mean I'm going to go and buy another one to try somewhere else. Now, if it was something I really enjoyed, like one of the pumpkin spices that
unless Starbucks decides to reach out to us and give us free drinks to try.
Okay, sure. All right, so the apple crisp oat milk macchiato. So we'll say the apple crisp whole milk macchiato, not designed by them. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that they probably have already tried this to see if it tasted great, and that's probably why they chose the oat milk.
Yeah.
So to be honest with that one, unless you just really don't like oat milk, I wouldn't waste my time with it.
Which is weird because we don't care for oat milk either, but when it comes to this, we would get it with the oat milk.
The oat milk would be better. But my thing is that for the oat milk, I really wish there's a different brand of oat milk they use. I'm not a fan of their oat milk flavor. You know, even the Oatly oat milk is okay. Mm-hmm. It's strong, but not very strong. Some of these oat milks, if we still call them milk, mm-hmm. is really strong. It's that the power is like overbearing. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat this so people understand. I don't have a dislike for oat milk. I like oatmeal. Mm-hmm. You don't like oatmeal cookies, but I like oatmeal cookies.
Yeah.
So I like oatmeal, but when it comes to oat milk, that's another whole ball game.
Unless it's Oatly.
Or the reason why I liked oat milk in the first place is because remember before the whole oat milk blow up scene at the cafe, I got oat milk because I had it at Boba Guy. Mm-hmm. And I like having
same kind of oat milk.
Same kind. I like having it in the strawberry matcha. Mm-hmm. It made it a little thicker. The flavor of oat milk was not overpowering the matcha because matcha is strong. Mm-hmm. And
maybe that's why they use oat milk in that.
There's a possibility. But, I mean, they had a choice. You can choose whichever milks you want.
Oh, okay.
So you can have whole milk, this milk or whatever, and the oat milk. But the oat milk had that kind of like a, if you were drinking like a thick smoothie. Mm-hmm. So it tasted better. So I won't say that I'm a person that hates oat milk. Mm-hmm. So I don't want people listening to this thinking I hate oat milk. Mm-hmm. I like it in certain drinks. But unfortunately, this wasn't one of the drinks that I like with oat milk. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there listening and you want to try it, go try it. Let me know how you think about it. Let me know your feelings, your thoughts. You know, you can hit us up, DM us on IG, Instagram.
Yeah. Bad Barista Podcast.
And you can email us at badbaristapodcast@gmail.com. I feel like we haven't done it forever.
We haven't mentioned any of those.
Yeah. So if you want to let us know what you thought about the apple crisp oat milk macchiato or the other one we previously talked about, or anything about any Starbucks drinks, just let us know. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Did you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Yeah.
For the experience that we had, I give it a thumbs down. Mm-hmm. For the potential of what may be, because maybe they made it wrong, I put it in the middle, go try it. But like I said, again, to each their own. So go try it. But for me, I would not ever get it again until next year to see if they change the formula.
Well, I have to say, I wouldn't say, you know, thumbs up or anything, but it's only because when it comes to oatmeal, I don't really care for the apple cinnamon flavor. So that's why I didn't really care for this drink. But overall, I felt like the oat milk really enhanced the apple cinnamon flavor this.
But that was one of the things we talked about, that oatmeal traditionally and apple cinnamon flavor is a traditional flavor to have with oatmeal.
Yeah.
And also with the granola bars. Like that's the staple.
That is, apple cinnamon.
So it kind of made sense for them to make this apple with oatmeal and cinnamon because it just goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, not only does apple, cinnamon, and oat go together, apple, cinnamon, and milk goes together because you got Apple Jacks.
But that's not a popular cereal.
People say that's not real apple cinnamon. I like Apple Jacks. A lot of people like Apple Jacks. But
I feel like it tastes like styrofoam.
Apple Jacks?
I don't really care for the... Well, I've already said I don't care for apple cinnamon flavor. I don't really care for apples in general. I don't care for cinnamon in general either. See, and then you combine the two things I don't care for.
That's what we're different at. Like, you know, people have pumpkin spice and they have this pumpkin spice season. When it comes to apple drinks, that's me. Mm-hmm. Not apple juice, but when they have different type of apple drinks, I love apple and I want to try apple drinks. Yeah. So this is, should have been right up my alley, but I've experienced it before. I'm not really a fan of it. And at the same time, they did use apple juice. So apple juice is okay. But like, you know, the apple sodas, apple this, apple flavor stuff. How about that? Mm-hmm. Just like pumpkin flavor stuff. I like apple flavored stuff.
Okay.
So Apple Jacks for me, I like Apple Jacks. Inside milk, delicious. But the apple crisp oat milk in whole milk was not delicious.
Yeah.
So like I said, go out and try it. Stay with us soon, because we will be back with Coffee Shop Talk. Welcome back. We will be discussing today's topic, California law raises minimum wage for fast food workers.
So this literally just happened like 2 days ago, I think?
Maybe so. I'm not sure. You just kind of surprised and told me about it. And I think we went into this whole thing of like, is that every fast food place, what's considered fast food, things like that.
We were panicking because does that affect your business?
Yes. And whether or not we have to start paying people $20 an hour.
Well, $20 an hour is a big jump from what we're currently minimum wage in Alameda City.
Well, in other places are 18, but
who's at 18 right now?
I feel like Berkeley.
Oh.
Maybe San Francisco. But and maybe Oakland. But the thing was is that I feel like, and this is gonna sound weird to people, I feel like that was only like 3 years ago that Alameda was at $12 an hour.
And right before shutdown.
They were at 13.
I feel like it was,
Yeah, and right before that was 12.
All this happened after, like during pandemic, suddenly everything started going up.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but why is this alarming? I mean, minimum wage goes up. Is this a great thing for, you know, fast food workers who work minimum wage, they have more money?
Well, because to me, it just jumps. It jumps up by a lot. At least $2-3.
But I mean, isn't that great to get paid a lot, well, right?
Not really, because now that just means everything else is going to increase in price.
So you're telling me
It's passed on to the consumers.
So you're telling me that if everybody at McDonald's gets a raise, then McDonald's prices will go up?
Yeah. That's what always happens when minimum
But McDonald's wage has goes so up. Many McDonald's, maybe they won't go up.
I highly doubt a business would ever choose to let me not go up in my prices.
True that, true that. So let me backpedal some. So Governor Gavin Newsom. I guess I don't know who passed the bill. They passed a bill about raising minimum wage. It is not important who it was. To $20 an hour by a certain year. And
it's
so
happening April 1st.
April 1st, okay. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, we looked further into it and found out that it was for fast food restaurants. We were wondering if Starbucks and places like that are considered fast food, since technically they don't always serve food. But on top of that, we found out that it was only places that had 60 or more stores.
Nationwide.
So it doesn't affect everybody. But knowing this, some of the concerns that we were talking about was if minimum wage went up for other places, prices go up other places, then people who work at places like ours who aren't making that kind of money then can't afford other places. So they need to make more money to afford those things. Mm-hmm. Or people don't want to come work because they rather get paid more money somewhere else than they would at the places you're at, because they can get paid, you know, $20 an hour working at McDonald's or
at
Starbucks.
$20.
Yeah, yeah. Compared to come to some place like I'm at where you're not getting paid $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. Even though we have other perks that at least that Starbucks may have, but McDonald's doesn't have. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was one of those things of basically, when do we put a cap on minimum wage? Do we ever put a cap on minimum wage? What about people who are getting paid more than minimum wage? Do they get more increase in pay? And is this, I know I'm throwing a lot of questions out there, is this actually beneficial to us, or is this something that the government themselves are trying to figure out how to get more tax money from? Because if fast food workers has changed over time, it used to be back in the days it was high school students. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure there's still some out there who work, you know, high school students and work on the weekends, and they're the main face of fast food restaurants. But then after a while, it became the 24, 23, 25 year old, you know, non-college students who were, and I want to say people of color, a specific color, but I can't speak for every other place. Here in California, we know the color of the people that we're talking about. And I thought there are a lot of Latinos are the ones who are, and I'm, don't get me wrong if that's the wrong term to use. I don't know what term people are PC about, but that's what happened to the face of fast workers. It went from the high school kids to older people of ages 24, 25, even older, that had families. They had kids. And this is what they were talking about. They needed more money because they can't take care of their kids. So this is where this whole turnaround has come to increasing, you know, basically having more money. Mm-hmm. But if the government is trying to tax people, they can't really tax a lot out of the poor. You can only get so much out of them, especially those who aren't working. Where are they going to tax them from? Because they're not making money. They're the ones who are receiving benefits from some of the taxes. Mm-hmm. The rich people, the people well off, some of those people don't even work, you know, in that technical state or in that city, or you're not going to get much from them because the amount of people with that money, you know, it's not the majority of mass. The majority of workers happen to be people working in retail and fast food. So
customer service.
So maybe this is a ploy to how the state can get more money for state wages or state, you know, taxes paid towards them when they take out your paycheck. And because now they're going to also increase how much more money is taken out of your checks. So question is
this, are you really getting more money?
Well, it's not about you getting more money. Is this a ploy by the government to get more money out of you, to make you feel that you're getting more money so they can get more money? Because in the long run, they're getting more money.
It's almost like doing something and then patting yourself on the back. Yeah. I feel like this is what this move was.
Well, I mean, if you think about it this way, I give you more money, I get more money from you. Mm-hmm. Sure, you're making more money, but now you're paying more money for other things. As the government, what am I paying more money from? I'm not. So the increase in money helps me more. The increase in money for you, you're still paying more money for something else, because people have to get product, people have to pay for their employees, people have to do this. So that means that just like when the product goes up, if you know, if I'm making hamburgers and I have to buy meat and lettuce and tomatoes and
those are gonna increase.
And cheese, if the prices of any of those increase, depending upon how much it increases, it may have to increase my burger. If I'm getting cheese and cheese goes from $1 a slice to me buying it for $2 a slice, you are best believe that burger's going to go up, because now I'm paying an extra dollar just for that piece of cheese. That's no difference in minimum wage. Before, I was paying you at, say, $15 an hour, $18 an hour. Now we're jumping up by $5 to, you know,
to 20.
To 20 by $3 or $5. Now, that may not seem like a big deal. Maybe we can increase, you know, sales by 25 cents, but that's if you are getting a lot of business, you're selling a lot of product. You know, if you're not selling a lot of product, you can't just increase it by a couple, you know, cents. But then remember, also places want to make that triple, quadruple profit. Mm-hmm. So they can't make that triple, quadruple profit if they're, you know, barely just covering the pay, you know, for the employees.
Yeah.
So, and then people always look at it as, they look at big corporations and big this, but people forget that some of these corporations have chains, and they sell the chains to individuals who buy the chain. And yes, they have the money, but they're not the big corporation that everybody sees, because it's just a chain.
It's just the using the name.
Using the name company. That you had to pay them to use that name. And so people go, oh, well, that company can afford it. Mm-hmm. You know, so many McDonald's, but the McDonald's is a chain McDonald's. And that might be the only McDonald's I own as an owner. I don't own any other McDonald's. So that's why I was also curious to know if it's going to affect, you know, the owners, you know, the chain owners.
The franchise. Owners, yeah.
I should say franchise is better than chain. Mm-hmm. You're right. Franchise owners. So the franchise owners, are they affected by this minimum wage hike? And, you know, I don't know how it's going to be different. I'm actually waiting to see difference. Mm-hmm. It can be a double-edged sword. It could be good for small mom-and-pop places versus big chain places. Because if they don't have to worry about paying that much money for the employees, maybe their prices can stay cheaper. Then more people might actually go to the local, you know, businesses.
Instead of the well-known chains.
Yeah, and patronize them. Mm-hmm. So maybe you get more sheer numbers. You get more numbers, which means you get more business. You know, but I know people that go to Starbucks and they go to places like Pete's. They would wait in line for hours and pay mm-hmm. extra money to get all this sweet stuff and everything else.
Blend it.
Yeah.
Extra money to blend it.
That's right. And so Starbucks will find other ways to charge you more money.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, people that go to Starbucks, they won't notice the change in price.
I don't think they care to look at the difference in price.
I don't think they do.
They just go to Starbucks and know they're paying for Starbucks. And
like, I only noticed it because I do pay attention to the price that I pay every time I come. And it suddenly is like, why did you charge me for this to be blended?
Well, you notice it because the drink that we got mm-hmm. was never a blended drink. Mm-hmm. And so when we asked for it to be blended, it was never charged. Mm-hmm. But because so many people start probably asking for things to be blended, they started figuring out
came out with that remix drink.
Yeah, but they probably figure out how can we make money off of this blended thing since there's so many people wanting things blended. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could make sense. I mean, you're adding extra ice plus someone's labor to push the button to blend.
They said it just takes longer to make because technically putting extra ice, you're still putting less liquid product. And ice would be less than, say, the dragon fruit or the mango flavors.
Also, at the same time, you got to remember they're putting that in the blender. And in order mm-hmm. to do more drinks, you got to wash that blender out. Mm-hmm. And then even with their new style blender, you still have to do different cups of each one because you can't just do the different flavors in one.
Well, because Starbucks, they only have like two blenders. Yeah. So then if like your next 10 drinks is blenders, people are going to end up having to wait.
But I kind of at the same time feel like mm-hmm. that was their fault of their own design. Mm-hmm. What made them very popular were the frappes. Mm-hmm. So if that's what your popularity came from and you're doing that, then, you know, I think what they're upset about is that they're not making a profit off of what you're blending. Mm-hmm. You know, because they didn't think about, hey, someone's going to buy this and they want it blended. They probably just figured this is the drink we make and that's that. Not realizing that people are going to modify things and go, can I have it modified?
Like Starbucks is the one that really pushed like you could not have it your way. That's a different company. Mm-hmm. But it's just they're known for their people that allow people to make modifications to their drinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, so with them doing that, I mean, and they changed that and they did extra charges. Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing some more charges just to make sure they can pay $20 per employee. Or mm-hmm. what we're going to see, which is a possibility, especially if it affects the I call them chain, what'd you call it? Franchise. Owners. You may see, just like Tesla, it may be an exodus out of California. Mm-hmm. California won't have big name fast food restaurants. So you won't have places like McDonald's or Burger King, any place that has over 60 chains, Starbucks, you know. Or the other possibility is that Starbucks or Burger King will close down some of the locations. I have less locations, which means I have under 60 locations altogether.
That's
in the nation.
Very few locations to have as a Starbucks.
I mean, I don't know if Starbucks locations count for out of the country. If they get money from that, that's a whole mm-hmm. different thing. But they still have tons of out of the country. I mean, possibly if you think about this way, you save more money with paying employees less and raising your prices. And if they raise their prices and start calculating on how to get rid of certain stores, then therefore they don't have to pay their employees that $20 an hour. I mean, that's what, if you're being sneaky about it, you can. If mm-hmm. I'm a place that, and I don't know how many stores they have in the nation, you know, but also what could be happening and might happen, there may be some type of lawsuit against California because they're holding these places accountable for having more locations in other states that has nothing to do with California.
You know? That's true, because the 60 is based off of nationwide, yeah, not just in California. Yeah,
and so what they should say to counter that is that you should base our stores based on how many are in your state. Mm-hmm. So if we have more than X amount of stores in your state, then yes, we have to then increase our minimum wage, not for the whole nation, because just like we were in New York, mm-hmm, there was a Dunkin' Donuts and a Starbucks like on every single other block.
The end of the block. Hey, I swear I just saw this Dunkin's.
Yeah, and you wouldn't see that here in California. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair to Californians to say, hey, because New York has 50 Starbucks in the downtown area, you know, mm-hmm, that already says you're over 60. So I think there's loopholes in it. I think we might see more from it. I'm not sure, like I said, what his gameplay is this, but you know, he's already done shocking things to try to go ahead, you know, basically to get noticed so he can go from, I think it was mayor to governor. Yeah. And he's probably now, since Feinstein died, hitting up senator, mm-hmm, on his way to trying to become president, because I'm pretty sure that's his goal. Mm-hmm. And he's had a lot of controversy before, so he's not afraid of it. So I don't know if this is a good thing or not a good thing. Is it something to see?
I feel like it's not going to be a good thing. Like, maybe to some fast food workers, it's like, oh, extra money in my pocket. But the thing is, they don't really think about like paying extra in taxes or how the price of goods are going to go up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, did you really make money? It's like, not really, because then more money's going out as well.
It reminds me, and I know this is a stretch, but when lockdown happened, mm-hmm, and people were like, I can't pay for rent. Mm-hmm. And so people like, I need a break. But at the same time, the people who own the buildings still had to pay mortgage. The banks weren't giving them a break. Mm-hmm. And then the banks could say, or anybody else could say, well, the government wasn't giving us a break. So people still needed to get that money. So here's a stimulus check to make you happy. And by giving you this money, you'll forget about all these other woes. And that's not a way to fix it. So by just giving people an increase of money doesn't fix the woes that they have for the need of money. It's the rest of the system that goes along with it. You know, it's the healthcare that is maybe not affordable, or it's basically the way of life of spending money for food and other things that you need. Maybe that's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. But then what the person's going to say, if I'm selling a product, is that, well, the government's not giving me a break, so I can't give you a break. Mm-hmm. So the government says, well, that's true, because we don't want to give them a break because we want to make money off of them. Then we'll give you more money. And then what happens? The person selling to you is going to go up. Mm-hmm. And then guess who in the long run is going to make more money? The government again.
This just sounds like what you call it, the wow effect.
Yeah.
do unto others what people have done to you.
Yeah. So I really think that this, to me, benefits the state more than it benefits people. But people don't get too deep into that. All you hear is raise, 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 raise. And it's not the fault of the businesses and going up. They're only reacting to what has been given to them. Mm-hmm. So it's their reaction to what he's changed, or the lawmakers have changed. And in the long run, as we know, the government likes to line their own pockets. It's just like, mm-hmm, back in the drug days when they sold drugs in the streets. Just like the marijuana, the government wants a part of that action. Just like the Native American, mm-hmm, casinos in California, the government wants a part of that action. So let's make marijuana legal so we can tax you to sell marijuana. Because, mm-hmm, the guy on the block selling marijuana on the streets,
they're not paying taxes.
They're not paying taxes. And I can't tax that person. Mm-hmm. And people don't see that. Yeah, you get to smoke marijuana without worrying about someone arresting you, even though you still can't really do it in public. But it was never about that for the government. The government wanted a part of that action, just like the whole cocaine revolution. They didn't care about the drug dealers in other countries. They wanted, mm-hmm, to have control of it so they can get a part of that action. So we bring in illegal drugs, you better come through me first, because I want a piece of your pie. If not, we're going to bust you, take your stuff, give it somewhere else, and then resell it and get part of that money. Yeah, I said that, government. You guys come after me. So, yeah.
You go missing.
It wouldn't matter. It'd be just another.
I can't say it on air. I can't say it on air.
So, yeah. So, it's one of those things that basically we'll have to see in the long run. And I know for the people who are not from California, this is probably not interesting to you.
Because like right now, they're basically able to increase it because they increase April 1st. Then they have from 2025 to 2029 where they can continue increasing if voted.
They vote. Yeah. Well, you know how that goes. So if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can DM us at Instagram, Bad Barista Podcast.
Or you can email us at badbaristapodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So please join us. Same bad time.
Same bad channel.
Bad barista. Yeah, they're bad. Bad barista. Yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Are they bad meaning bad or bad meaning good? Good, good, good.